I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. A new poll finds most Americans disapproving of President Trump's treatment of colleges and universities. Donna Warder has the findings.
56% of U.S. adults who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research disapprove of President Trump's threats to cut federal funding to colleges and universities unless they comply with his political agenda. About 40% of respondents approve with what Trump is doing, which is in line with his overall job approval. Trump calls universities hotbeds of liberalism and anti-Semitism. Schools such as Harvard University, where the Trump administration has frozen more than $2.2 billion in federal grants and has threatened to strip the school of its tax-exempt status. About 60% of people who answered the poll say colleges and universities make more of a positive contribution to medical and science research than a negative one. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.